Did you know that today is a day that involves many colours? What do I mean by that? For the past 10 years, the 28th of August has been the day for advocating and empowering the LGBTQIA+ community and creating safe spaces for acceptance and inclusion. It started as a result of the losses of some teenagers from the rainbow community who tragically took their own lives from bullying and harassment due to their sexualities and genders not being accepted. The mission has been about letting the rainbow people know that they're supported and they are embraced. It has become an international movement, and here to tell us more about it is one of the University of Technology Sydney's Queer Collective officers, Melissa. How is Wear It Purple being implemented in UTS today?
Yeah, so we had a panel today, a Wear It Purple Day panel with Notre Dame. It went super well. And before that, leading up to the week, we've had a queer health series running, the panel being like our big event of the week. Yeah, just focusing on like queer health education. And the panel like kind of linked into that a bit. There was a bunch of mental health professionals. And then Professor Frankie was also on the panel. It was really sick.
Wow, that sounds amazing. And it must have been difficult, especially in these times in the pandemic and distancing, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's been very strange. I feel like we've done pretty well, and we have like a really good collective of people that are pumped for everything that we do, which is fun and exciting. But it's very strange to move everything online, and like Discord meetings, have games days online. But I feel like it's been pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a bit bizarre, and I guess an online space could be also a positive space, wouldn't it?
Yeah, definitely. We've definitely had like a lot of people being definitely easier for accessibility. So if people live far away, they don't want to travel like 2 hours to come in for like a meeting or a panel or a workshop. So it's been super good with accessibility. Definitely taught us a lot about how to work on online spaces.
That's brilliant. And what does Wear It Purple Day mean for you?
Wear It Purple Day to me is about visibility, and like especially visibility from older queer people. I remember coming into uni when I was 17 and like seeing like just staff wearing purple, and like as someone that lives in the West where being queer isn't really spoken about, don't see many rainbows anywhere, and you see like someone with a rainbow pin, it's the biggest deal ever. Yeah, it definitely just means visibility, and yeah, like seeing that you can become this older queer person that's very proud and out.
Yeah, definitely. I feel you. Out the West, you don't see it as much. And finally, to wrap it up, how can we make sure that the purpose of Wear It Purple Day, we can have it beyond August 28 and it's something every day?
So definitely like pride is an everyday thing, and the theme this year is like especially super relevant. This year it's We Are The Change, which like you definitely see with all like the BLM movement, with yeah, like the rallies happening and like student movements pushing that. We like definitely are the change, and we have to be the change every day. It's not just one day. Yeah, and like we have marriage equality, and we have some rights, but we have to keep doing them.
Yeah, I definitely agree. We definitely do need to keep pushing, but it's good that we've started a momentum. Thank you so much, Melissa. Have a great weekend.
Thank you so much.